Hello.
Yes, good evening. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very much satisfied.
Thank you. Now, let me just 1 second. Okay, so when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Number 1, inflation and the cost of living.
It's an 8.
Thank you. Climate change.
Okay, because I'm here over there, Frank.
It's an 8.
Thank you. Right. Immigration.
It's a 4.
Thank you. Crime and violence.
That's a 4.
Thank you. A student loan debt.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Racism and discrimination.
That's a 10.
Okay. A criminal justice reform.
That's a 4 other than the Supreme Court.
Thank you. Voting rights.
That's a 10. That's a 50 term.
Thank you. Jobs and wages.
That's a 8.
Okay. Reproductive freedom.
That's a 10.
Okay. K through 12 education.
That's a 10.
Okay. Healthcare.
That's a 10.
All right. Abortion rights.
That's a 10.
Thank you. And democracy.
That's a big 10. And 10 means I think we ought to be working for that particular item, right?
Correct. A 10 means it is a very important issue to you.
Okay.
All right. So as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. And I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all? You are extremely likely.
10.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we cover all races equally, what is your race?
My race? Black American.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you
registered? I am.
Thank you. Now, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we cover all ages equally, what is the year of your birth?
64.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I'm a high school grad.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
10.
you. Now, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to the community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to this community.
And we get out and vote a 10.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have never heard, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Number 1 is Kamala Harris.
That's the team.
Thank you. Number 2, Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I have no opinion.
Thank you. The Republican Party.
0.
Okay. Joe Biden.
A 10.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
A 10.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Personally, I've done better the last 4 years than I did the prior year.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that I got that correct, did you say that's better?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of my friends vote.
Thank you. Now, here is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means you believe the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Number 1, Governor Kemp.
Let's say four. I think I'm a little confused, but I'm going to say 4.
Okay. If you're a little bit confused, I can answer questions. I can repeat the question if you want. Please remember that a 10 means that you believe the person certainly prevented progress. A 0 means you believe the person did not prevent progress. Now, number 1 is Governor Kemp.
He, in the last 4 years, he did not. So let's go down to like a 2. He did do something to help.
Just to make sure, Governor Kemp is at 2.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, number 2 is white supremacists.
You know, 10 means they didn't do anything, right?
A 10 means that the person or group certainly prevented progress, as zero is certainly didn't prevented progress.
A team.
Thank you. The Supreme Court.
10.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
10.
Okay. The Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Okay. President Biden.
Zero meant he tried to make everything go right, right?
Correct. A zero is this person did not prevent progress. So let me
zero.
Be sure.
Zero. Oh. Zero.
Thank you. The Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
A 10. All of them doing crazy stuff. And the only reason I gave Kemp a 2 because he did do right with Trump in the Georgia election.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, here is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing our overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means you're not sure, and 10 means it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but it has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth from 18 years old to 24 years old are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
I'm saying that will help us, that will help pull us out the boat to give black kids. So that will be a 10, right?
Yeah, so after each statement, I would like you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how much the statement would motivate you to vote. A 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. A 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all.
Okay, by me working in a care home, that would be a 10.
Thank you. Now, we've made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
I guess I'm gonna say 5. I'm awesome, but I'm gonna say 5.
Thank you. Now, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remained uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
That's going to be a zero to interior just to get out of the vote change thing.
Okay. But please remember that you have to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how much this statement would motivate you to vote.
Yeah, I said that statement will motivate us to vote, and I said zero, right?
Oh, a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote.
Okay, 10, I'm sorry, I'm going the wrong way. 10.
Oh, thank you. Now, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
10.
Thank you. Now, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. Thank you, sir. Now, thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you. Now, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to this community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all. A 10 means that the Black community has a lot of powers to make change on issues that matter to this community.
I come back in for a 10 if we get out and vote.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
A 10.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much has gotten better.
Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I don't think you said heterosexual, did you?
Yes, sir. I said, do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay?
Okay, 1.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or... Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I think I'm strong. I'm a ex politician.
Oh, thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
I'm disabled.
Just to make sure that I got that correct, is that disabled?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
But last thing, I was 63.
Thank you. Now, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really, really appreciate the time that you have given me this evening. I wish you have a wonderful rest of your night.
Same to you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.